Family law experts are calling for the shared parenting law to be scrapped or radically overhauled, saying that the 50-50 parenting rule doesn't always work. The law was introduced by the Howard government in 2006 and put greater emphasis on children spending equal time with both parents. But the head of the Family Law Council says this often gives fathers a false expectation that they'll be granted equal time, when this isn't true for the majority of cases. Jennifer Macy reports.
The Howard government introduced changes to the Family Law Act 3 years ago, claiming that equal time with both parents would be in the best interests of the child. But the chair of the Family Law Council, Professor John Wade from Bond University, says the changes were hastily written gobbledygook.
The amendments appear to have been brought in very hurriedly and pasted together at the last moment with a lot of compromises of wording, with the result that you need a PhD in statutory interpretation to understand what the amendments mean when they talk about shared parenting and presumptions. It's extremely difficult to understand, and I think it's placed a very unfair burden on judges to, in the few cases they get to court, to try to interpret what this means.
Professor Wade says the laws create two problems. Firstly, that children aren't always best served by being split between two homes. And secondly, that many parents are wrongly given the impression that they're entitled to a 50-50 shared arrangement.
And they begin negotiations with arguments that, oh, but I'm entitled to 50-50 as a starting point in the bidding. And that's led to some very unfortunate settlements where people have agreed to young children being substantial equal time between parents and shuttling them across cities or across the country. And that's not the judge's fault. That's because people use the words as levers in negotiations.
Since the law was introduced, there's been much debate about whether equal shared parenting is in fact the best thing for children. Clive Price is the director of UniFam, the Family and Relationships Counselling arm of the Uniting Church.
From our experience in talking with children, living in two households is always going to be more complicated than living in one. Kids complain about never knowing where their homework is, about only being able to play sport every second weekend, and lots of practical things. But much more important, it's the conflict that kids are witnesses to and are caught up in, the tug of war between two parents that has the biggest impact and effect on children.
He believes separated or divorced couples should be given more support in how to actually manage the shared parenting arrangements.
Because a lot of money and a lot of resources goes into sorting out what the arrangements are going to be, but I think we need to have more resources into equipping parents after separation to know how to manage these new and often complex arrangements.
While the rhetoric of the equal custody laws was that the presumption of courts would be to share parenting, in reality, judges seem to be reluctant to grant a straight 50-50 split in most cases. Figures released by the court from more than 14,000 cases finalised in 2007 and 2008 show that only 15% of cases actually resulted in equal time. But Professor John Wade says the reality is that divided custody is hard to maintain.
The stats can be very misleading because they're not giving you the picture of the other 95% of or 96% of cases that settle, and they're not telling you what happens a year later. And the initial research says a year later, these arrangements just aren't working.
The government has commissioned the Australian Institute of Family Studies to review the Shared Parental Responsibility Act and report back in December this year. But Professor Wade says that's too late.
I think you should act sooner rather than later. You shouldn't fiddle while Rome burns.
But Patrick Parkinson, the former chair of the Family Law Council and professor of law at the University of Sydney, says there's no need to scrap the current law. But he says it may need some tweaking.
Courts need further guidance and lawyers need further guidance on when shared care is and is not appropriate. You've got to be very careful with shared care arrangements under about 5 years old because of the attachments that very young children have to their primary carer. You don't want to have long gaps between the time they see mum. It's better to have frequent short visits from dad rather than to have long separations from mum. So there's some clarification needed. I think it's important to give further clarification around the issue of relocation. But it would be a grave mistake to think that the whole legislation is deeply flawed. It would also be a grave mistake to amend the law on the basis of anecdotes or horror stories. We need proper evaluation, proper research, and careful thought.
Professor Patrick Parkinson from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Jennifer Macy.